What's the difference? Is there any difference between a bed, between just a plain bedspread and a counterpane?
They just didn't know no name of bedspread at that time. They called it counterpane.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
It's the same thing, mm-hmm. but we didn't know that. And slips, what women wear now, like a slip I got on, they called it that, a shimmy.
Mm-hmm.
Back then, shimmy. They didn't know nothing about slip.
I see.
And they didn't know grocery. They called the grocery ration.
Ration.
As 8 years old, I used to go with Aunt Rilla down there to the old courthouse. Now, they didn't give us no checks like they give now. They didn't give old people no checks. But they'd give them groceries. They call it ration. First, every month, we had to walk them 3 miles down that highway, as I tell you, down the Washington Road. And I'd go with Aunt Rilla to help her tote her stuff. She was an old lady. And we'd go down there, and you know, the courthouse, they got steps all around, but it's just like seats. And you'd sit on them steps, go down in the basement, and sit on them steps till your name called. They'd give them old women a big jar like that. Didn't have but one kind of snuff, black snuff. Called it Railroad McAvoy. That and a train picture was on the paper. And that's the last of my month. They'd give a man a plug of brown mule tobacco. Didn't have no other kind. They didn't know about no cigarettes. They'd smoke pipes, some of them. But they didn't know about cigarettes and things like that. And one kind of snuff. Now look what they got now, and all kind of tobacco. They'd give him that. They'd give you grits, rice, meal, sugar, coffee, and bacon. Back. That was the last use till the first of the next month. You had that up, you've done the best you could. Till time to go back. Well, that's when old people used to give what, go to one another in the morning, knock on the door and borrow a little cup of sugar or borrow a little coffee. They got along better then, nothing to do now.
Mm-hmm.
They got so much now, they're bigoted and hateful. They washed at the spring, and they'd hang the clothes out down there at the spring. They ain't had no hydrants in the yard. Go down and drunk out of gold. I used to love to drink out that gold. Go down there and fill up the tub, the pots and tub were down there at the spring. And they'd wash them. Some of them would tote clothes up to the house and hang them out. Some of them would hang them out right down there at the spring. People didn't steal and go on like they do now. Times has really changed.
When you went to the store like that, was that like, what's the difference between sharing and or between renting and cropping? Do you know that?
You sharecrop, they furnish your house. You don't pay no rent.
I see.
Those people farming, they didn't have to pay rent. See, the white folk furnished them a home.
Uh-huh.
Now, it'd be a long street, something like a little alley. Houses on both sides. And down in the middle, way down yonder, it'd be about 8 or 9 houses. Sometimes 10, 5 on each side of the road, going down to the big house. They called the white folk house the big house.
Mm-hmm.
Because they had a smoke house, they had food in there, they had clothes, overalls, shoes, bacon, ham, and grits. You'd get your groceries there.
I see.
And your clothes. But you never did get out of debt. You was in debt all the time.
Yeah.
And you never could leave. Got to run away.
Yeah.
They just kept you in debt, and they paid the cooks $40 a year.
Yeah.
But there's furniture in my house, you see, to stay in, and there's eating from the table.
Uh-huh.
But they always brought you out in debt. And so you'd open your buggy, you could have mule buggy, you'd have cow in your lot, have milk and butter, you'd have hogs of your own to kill. But boy, when you leave that drive, all that stuff in they lot. Don't care nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Then you'd have to run away.
Mm-hmm.